Good morning with us on a Tuesday morning, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, I see President Obama and Hillary Clinton met privately at the White House yesterday afternoon. Could it be that an announcement is coming soon?
David, I do think that the president and Hillary have some things to work out. Obviously, the president is not at the top of his popularity. Hillary is going to run for president. There has to be a continuity between them. There are a lot of bragging rights here. The economy is doing much better, so they have that in common. There are things that may be a little bit more dissonant, and I suspect they're going to have to figure out how they handle those. However, I do think that this is a good sign that Hillary is meeting with the president, because the last thing the Democrats need is their usual circular firing squad in which everybody's taking shots at everybody else. This portends well for the Democratic side.
How about this, Alan? More Boston residents prefer life term over death penalty in the Marathon case. A new poll finds that given the choice of sentencing Johar Tsarnaev to death or to prison for the rest of his life without the possibility of parole, 62% of Boston voters chose life in prison, while 27% said he should be put to death, and that was a poll released by WBUR in Boston.
I think a lot of people understand that the concept of life in prison should mean life in prison. Look, these people took lives away from wonderful people who had everything to look forward to, but an eye for an eye doesn't really work. In fact, Mario Cuomo used to say all the time that the only thing that a guy subject to life in prison would be facing was the sound of his toilet seat going up and down for the rest of their lives. I think there is something to that. The senior Cuomo always pointed to the idea that one of the people who he was dealing with on death sentence begged to be put to death. Some people thought that was a little bit disingenuous. Brer Rabbit saying, please don't throw me in the briar patch. But I think that there is something to be said for keeping somebody alive. Now, I have to say, those people who are dead. They're not coming back. And I don't think that after a few years, it would be appropriate for somebody who had been subjected to life in prison to turn around and say, I'm rehabilitated now, let me out. Because those other people he killed and that they killed are not coming back.
A case that seems to have come back, or at least not left, in Albany. The Occupy Albany case baffles bench in the Times Union this morning. Alan, you're set to interview the chief judge of New York State, Jonathan Lippman, this morning. He's quoted in this article wondering why this legal battle between City Court Judge William Carter and District Attorney David Soares over the 2012 arrests of four Occupy Albany protesters sounds, quote, like a hissing match.
Well, I think it is a hissing match. Listen, my hero is David Soares, period. He thought this was a bunch of nonsense. Clearly, the governor's people wanted the Occupy Albany people arrested, made an example of. The DA was not going to do it. At the time, he got tremendous points from me, and I think from a lot of other people, saying people had a legitimate right to express their views, First Amendment, United States Constitution. That's what it's all about. Now, there are a lot of people, I'm not going to name names here because that would be wrong, who are sucking up to the governor who wanted, at the time, this thing done, and apparently was furious about the whole thing. So what we have to see here, even though the governor's name is not, that, you know, there are people, including judges looking for promotions, who play up to governors. Now, I'm not naming any names here, of course.